Hi, my name is Arielle Lerner. I am a junior biology major at the College of New Jersey, and I am a research student in Dr. Wendy Clement's lab in the Department of Biology. This summer, my work focused on using DNA sequences and bioinformatics to reconstruct a phylogeny, which is a branch diagram of relationships between species of 96 different species in the Dipsacales clade. This was done to trace evolutionary history and morphological patterns between the species, as well as compare the phylogeny we produced to other similar phylogenies. Dipsacales is a clade of flowering plants with groups such as elderberries, viburnums, and honeysuckles. Honeysuckles is the organism which the Clement Lab focuses on in a number of different projects, recently related to a grant focusing on plant organ fusion. The lab combines different areas of biological study, such as systematics, phylogenetics, genomics, morphology, and more to study these plants. During my research, I have been able to utilize next-generation sequencing data, the ELSA HPC cluster at TCNJ, and bioinformatic pipelines to reconstruct and assemble two phylogenies. The data used was first filtered to isolate the chloroplast DNA, as the data contained the three types of DNA in plants: nuclear, mitochondrial, and chloroplast, or plastid. Figure 1 contains more details about this. From here, two different techniques were used to reconstruct the phylogenies. The first involved the entire plastid genome in a reference-based assembly. I used closely related plastid reference sequences and mapped the next-generation sequencing reads to obtain genomes for the 96 species. Figure 2 shows more about this phylogeny. The second technique involved just the genes, also known as exons or coding regions, after I isolated them from the reference sequences. I then assembled the plastid genomes of each species through a bioinformatic pipeline called HitPiper. Figure 3 shows more about this phylogeny. Although the same next-generation sequencing data was used for both phylogenies, and they overall displayed very similar results, there were slight differences between them. The main difference lied in the placement of the genus Zabelia and its sister clades. See Table 1 for more details on this. During MUSE this summer, I was able to reconstruct two Dipsacales plastid phylogenies using two distinct bioinformatic pathways. Moving forward, I would like to investigate the discrepancies not only between these phylogenies, but discrepancies between the plastid phylogenies and a phylogeny assembled using nuclear data from the same sampled species. I will also be determining ways to propose the best plastid phylogeny of Dipsacales I can by investigating different techniques and procedures. Thank you.